From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. At least 5 million South Africans are living with AIDS. Among them is a 22-year-old woman named Tembi Ngubane. We first met Tembi a year ago when we broadcast a remarkable radio diary she kept about her life with help from producer Joe Richman. In that diary, Tembi talked about the stigma of living with AIDS in her township. She talked about telling her father about her condition, her relationship with her boyfriend, her decision to have a child, and her hopes and fears for the future.
AIDS is not going to bring me down. I am the one who's got hands and feet and mind, and it's only something that is inside my blood. So it will try to rule maybe inside, but outside I'll be the boss. I want to study further, I want to have a great job. There are a lot of things that I want to get done. I'm just going on with my life. I'm just going on with my life.
Last month, Tembi's radio documentary was broadcast for the first time in South Africa. It was heard in English, Zulu, as well as in her native Xhosa language. Tembi joins us now from her home in the township of Khayelitsha near Cape Town. Hi, Tembi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks. You know, when we talked this time last year, you were very worried about how your story of living with AIDS was going to be received in South Africa. How's the reaction been so far?
Well, it's true, I was, but the reaction was nothing like I expected. I thought it was, they were not going to take it seriously since it's coming from South Africa and people are fed up of hearing about HIV and AIDS. It's something that they hear every day. But I think it was different because now they were not hearing a story and also reading a book. It was a human being standing in front of them. So they were really interested in the story and I had a good response.
You have been touring South Africa over the last couple of weeks to schools and colleges and different groups talking about AIDS. And last week, you addressed the African National Congress Caucus in Parliament. Let's listen to a little bit of what you told them.
Every time I went to the clinic, someone is dying. Every time I went to the clinic, someone has defaulted on her pills because all these people have lack of knowledge. All these people don't believe that AIDS exists. That's why people must stop discriminating, must stop stigmatizing because it's not going to go away. I mean, there will be a world without AIDS, but it's up to us to do something about it.
Tembi, that's a lot of applause, it sounds like to me.
Yes, yes.
What did you hear from those members of Parliament after you spoke?
Well, at first I was nervous, actually. I didn't like the idea of going to Parliament because I don't like Parliament. I don't like politics. So I didn't think I was going to be comfortable talking to them. But as soon as I sat there and start to speak to them, I just found that they're only humans also. They're just like me. They're just like you. They needed to hear what I have to say. So I felt comfortable and I just said what I wanted to say. And the response was very welcoming. They were really into the story. They made a lot of comments and they suggested that they also need to do something about it.
And we should explain that you don't have particular experience in public speaking. You were living your life in the township when Joe Richman, the producer, happened to find you. But this is not something you're used to doing by any means, speaking to groups or much less to Parliament.
Yes, it's not. It's something that just happened. I was not a public speaker before, but it's something that just happened. After I've carried the tape recorder, I just started and wanted to speak.
When you were on this tour talking to people throughout South Africa, what was the most remarkable moment, do you think?
Well, when I went to schools, actually, there was a good warm response because I come here from South Africa, so I know how teenagers are. I know how they think. I know how they operate. So I didn't think they were going to care about what I have to say, but it was the opposite. They cared most, and I've seen that a lot of people were really, really needed to hear the story. A lot of people were sitting there, didn't know what to do, but since I came along, I then lent help to them.
I understand there was one school outside of Cape Town where the teachers asked you to come speak because there was a student there, a 16-year-old girl who's HIV positive, and she was being harassed by other students. She'd even tried to commit suicide.
Yes. Well, at first I didn't want also to go there, but as soon as they explained to me that there was this girl that was being harassed, that's when I just wanted to go, and I just could not wait to see those children. I just could not wait to speak to them. It was really a warm feeling and a warm full company because I was speaking in Xhosa, and they also speak Xhosa. So I was comfortable. I was just like them. I was saying what they wanted to hear, and especially saying it in Xhosa, so everything was relevant for them, everything was easy for them. I just tell them about how HIV and AIDS affect us all. It doesn't have to be that person that has AIDS, it can be anyone. So that, I talked on that point that everyone must be aware, everyone can get it. It's not something that goes to other people. It doesn't choose. So I make them aware that even if that girl has HIV, is HIV positive, they don't have to discriminate her because of her status, because they can also get it without knowing.
Hmm. Tembi, how is your health and the health of your boyfriend?
Well, my health is good now. I've just had a flu, that's all. But I'm in good state, and my boyfriend also is in good state.
That's great. And you have a little girl, Onwabu. Is she two now?
Yes, she is.
And how's she doing?
Well, she's doing fine. She just finished her TB treatment. She was on TB treatment.
TB treatment, did you say?
Yes.
And Onwabu is HIV negative?
Yes.
And 2 years old, is she into all sorts of things as a two-year-old?
Yes. Yes, mostly all, most of them, yeah.
What does she do?
Well, she started to talk more.
Does she sing like her mom?
Well, she doesn't sing, but she likes to take the spotlight sometimes. She likes to be on stage. So when I'm doing events, sometimes she takes the spotlight for herself.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
Tembi, when we started talking just now, we played a little bit of your diary from a year ago where you were talking about what you hope for the future. What are your plans now? What do you think is next for you?
Well, I think I have a lot really in my mind, but I think I'm going to continue with what I'm doing with the AIDS awareness at schools. I think I would like to work in schools more because I feel like it's time people see a human face. It's time people hear it from someone that has experience, has walked the road. I think it will be make a better impact that way.
Well, Tembi, it's great to talk with you, and all best to you and to your family.
Thank you.
That's Tembi Ngubane speaking with us from her home in the township of Khayelitsha near Cape Town. If you want to read Tembi's blog about her recent tour of South Africa, you can find it at npr.org. And that's where you can also hear her original story produced by Joe Richman at Radio.